Good morning.
Good morning.
Today is the fifth Sunday of Easter. Let us begin our devotional prayers. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke you and humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, trust in the power of Satan and all the holy spirits, from the pride of God the world, seek the room of the souls.
Amen.
Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn in, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
We welcome all of you to the liturgy today. Thank you for all being compliant with wearing your mask and being conscious of social distancing. At this time, if everyone would please silence their cell phones. Monday evening, May 2nd, 3rd, the Knights of Columbus will be in the hall at 7 p.m. The prayer group will meet on Wednesday, May 5th at 1 p.m. in the church office. All are welcome. Next Sunday, May 9th, is Mother's Day. To honor Mary, Mother of Jesus, the May crowning will take place after the 10:30 a.m. Mass. Effective Pentecost weekend, which is May 22nd and 23rd, Bishop Parks will lift general dispensation for attending Mass and holy days of obligation. Please see the bulletin for more details or go to dosp.org. Noted in the bulletin every week are monies that are collected from our weekly offertory, our online giving, and any donations that we have received. Due to current circumstances, we are not passing the collection basket around. We have placed a large basket to my right for your convenience. We want to thank everyone for their generosity. This Mass intention is for Elizabeth Tauber. Our celebrant is Father Sojin. Please stand.
Thank you. family, just acknowledge our failures and shortcomings before the Lord and ask His pardon and forgiveness.
arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. Then Barnabas took charge of him and brought him to the apostles. And he reported to them on how he had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had spoken out boldly in the name of Jesus. He moved about freely with them in Jerusalem, and spoke out boldly in the name of the Lord. He also spoke and debated with the Hellenists, but they tried to kill him. And when the brothers learned of this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him on his way to Tarsus. The church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria was at peace. It was being built up and walked in fear of the Lord, and with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, it grew in numbers. The word of the Lord.
Psalm response this morning, I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people.
His commandment is this: We should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. Those who keep his commandments remain in him, and he in them. And the way we know that he remains in us is from the Spirit he gave us. The word of the Lord.
He looked at a marble block
And that was all, you know, filled with grass and all that grass grown all over, and you know, all there was a lot of, you know, dirt and filth and all that covered, you know, the marble. And he said, there is an angel trapped in that marble block. I need to, you know, make that angel free from there. And then he went home and he took all his tools and tools and all that, and then he started working on that. And you know the story, right? You know, he started working on that. He made a beautiful statue of an angel from that marble. And you know, and then a few years later, you know, means I had a chance to visit Italy. And then, you know, I was there and said, this statue of this beautiful angel is in St. Dominic, Chapel of St. Dominic in Italy. And I had a chance to visit at that time. What I was thinking, it was just a story. I was able to see with my own eyes there, you know, and it was kind of, you know, beautiful memory for me to see that, you know. And maybe today, when I was reflecting on this gospel passage, that is what Jesus is telling to each one of us. You know, there is an angel hidden in all of us. And not only that, there is a disciple, you know, in all of us. And therefore, we really need to work on that. We really need to bring that disciples out of us. We really need to bring that angel out of us, you know. And that is what Jesus is telling. And how can we do that? How can we bring that angel? How can we bring that, you know, our disciples out of us, you know? And that is why he said, you know, when you remain in me, I will remain in you. And, you know, if you are with me, if you remain in me, whatever you ask, you know, it will be done for you. And apart from me, you can do nothing. And if you are cut away from me, there is no life in you. No, you will be like a branch that's separated from the main part of the tree or in the vine, and you will be thrown, you will die, you know, you will die. And therefore, remain in me. And therefore, the tools that we really need to use to see that, you know, disciple in us, to see that angel in us, is the Word of God, is the Holy Spirit, is the sacrament. It is through the sacrament. It is through the Word of God, it is through the power of the Holy Spirit that we are able to, you know, receive, you know, able to work, to bring that and disciples out, angel out of us. And therefore today, as we reflect on this gospel passage, you know, like when we hear about the wood, the vine and the branches, let us look into our own life and see, you know, like there are so many beautiful things in all of us. And therefore, you know, we cannot sometimes, with our own help, we cannot bring that out. But with the help of God, with the grace of God, with the power of the Holy Spirit, with the Word of God, we can bring all that out and share that with others. And when you share with others, that is when the true, you know, the true thing, the true beauty of it comes out. You know, like when you hold on to us, you know, it doesn't see, people cannot enjoy. People cannot see that. And therefore, when you are able to share that angel, when you are able to share the beautiful discipleship in you, and that is when we are able to enjoy it. Therefore, today, let us always remember that there are beautiful things in all of us all the time. Therefore, how do we make, how do we chisel out, you know, things that are not necessary, things that are not needed in our life, and then, you know, bring out that beautiful disciple, beautiful angel, and so that, you know, others can enjoy. We ourselves can feel, you know, always, you know, closer to God, always experience God's love and care and forgiveness, you know, in our own life. Let us pray for this grace during this year of Christian celebration. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty. Amen. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ. Hear our prayers, O God, as we lift them up to you. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Preparation of gifts. Let us sing together number 475, Revealing 2020 Miscellany. Christians, let us love one another.
Christians, let us love one another.
partakers of the one supreme Godhead, grant, we pray, that as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by the worthy way of life. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift
heart. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just our duty and our salvation at all times to acclaim you, O Lord. But at this time, above all, to love you and more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. By the oblation of his body, he brought the sacrifice of all to fulfillment in the reality of the cross, and by commending himself to you for our salvation, showed himself the priest, the altar, and the lamb of sacrifice. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people, except in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with angelic cause, sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Your faith. oración, so we pray. That with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may learn to be coerced eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty, Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Safe from our distress as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, so dear apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with
let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and the blood of Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
Amen.
Surely the Amen.
Thank you.
and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
So, my dear pastor, please announce, even like the next Mass, 10:30 Mass, we have the communion, first communion for our kids. So, please keep them in your prayers and their parents and godparents and all that, so that they will be always a good example, you know, for them in their, as they make their faith journey. And please also pray for the catechists and those who prepare, you know, them. And you know, like every time when we receive, you know, new sacrament, anybody receive, let's enjoy for all parents, you know, and for, you know, like, continue to pray for them. The Lord be with you.
And
the Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth to the Mass.
Have
a nice day.
As we're sent forth, let us sing, "They'll Know We Are Christians," number 583, if you have your personal copy of the 2020 Missal.
We are one.